Blog Talk Radio.
When you came in, the air went out, and every shadow filled up with doubt. I don't know who you think you are, but before the night is through, I wanna do bad things with you. I'm the kind to sit up in his room, heart sick and eyes filled up with blue. I wanna do bad things with you.
Welcome to Truth. Let's Talk Truth Bud, everybody. My name is Christy, and I'm here with my co-host, Jimmy. Hi, Jimmy. How are you?
I'm fine, Christy. How are you?
Good. I'm hanging in there. Yeah, we had a little bit of a scare here the other night. Fire truck showed up on Sunday night right in the middle of True Blood, actually. I'm watching True Blood, and all of a sudden the alarm goes off. So I gather up my cat and everything, go down. There's two big fire trucks. Turns out it was just some yodel trying to cook without using their fan. It smoked them up.
Oh,
I
know. I used to have it all the time in college. I don't think I've had that happen since.
I know. I'm like, okay, where am I? I'm like, people, you know, and in the middle of True Blood, really? I'm like, no.
You do have a DVR, right? Or you could pause, rewind.
Yeah, but still, I was just annoyed, you know. It was
it was
right at the point where Jessica is there. Well, actually, I think it was the you know, what's his name? Jason was telling the whole story of Jessica and Foy, that whole scene, and I'm like, oh my god. Anyway, you gotta worry. What can I say? I know that I'm that obsessed that I almost like walked out with my laptop and not with the cat, but whatever.
People used to set this off so much when I was in the on-campus apartments at college, and it was illegal to stay in the apartment when it was going off, but I would totally go into the bathroom and lock the door and sit there with a book and just read through it because I was sick of going outside and standing around waiting for him to clear it.
Oh, that's
hilarious. I mean, I'd peek out the door first to make sure there wasn't a real fire, but yeah, then I would not evacuate.
Well, it sucks because I'm on sixth floor, and it's six, you know, it's an old building. It's built from, like, you know, 1900s, and so the stairwell is marble, right? So it's, and anyway, so I have to go down with my cat and everything else. It was just, I was like, oh, this better not happen next Sunday is all I know, because then it's going to be a real problem. They may have to, like, you know, we'll have to, like, do a check. Is anybody in here? Yeah, wait till True Blood is over, and then you can come and rescue me. Anyway.
That was a real fire.
Yeah. So I was so excited about this week's episode. I absolutely loved it. And now, of course, I can totally see where they're going with the whole thing. And I have to say kudos to Brian Buckner for his vision of what he thought that True Bees would want to see, because pretty much, you know, I mean, what was your assessment of the situation last night?
Which one? There were so many.
Well, I know. Well, okay, I guess let's start with, well, first of all, I knew Bill wasn't going to take the, wasn't going to drink the bitch, you know? And so, but when he...
You know, I have expected, though, that Eric had some with him and would just inject Bill against his will.
Yeah, I know. That would have been good. I don't know why they wouldn't do something like that. But, you know, but when Jessica said she wanted him to release her, I was like, oh, my God, because they, you know, it was just heartbroken.
I think that was her bluff, and he called it. Like, I don't think she really wanted to be released. I think she just wanted to say whatever she could to shake him up and make him, you know, open his eyes and see what he was doing. And clearly it didn't work, but I don't think her intention was really, I hate you.
Right. No, I think that she, it's just so sad. But then I'm thinking, okay, thank you. She runs over to, I was so happy when she went after Hoyt. I was tweeting, and I'm like, go get your man, you know.
I was a Jessica Jason fan, but I can't deny how well that came together. So I don't have any room to complain.
Absolutely loved it. But you know what, though, that cracked me up is, like, you know, he supposedly had only been seeing Bridget, I guess her name is. Last week I couldn't remember her name. Bridget, for, like, 5 months or something like that. I mean, like, it's not like they had been seeing each other for a couple of years or, you know what I mean? And she's sitting there nagging him. And I was thinking, seriously? I don't know. I mean, obviously, she could see they had such it was just that chemistry between them when they looked at each other.
Mm-hmm.
And you just knew. And it just was great. And I loved when, you know, she comes to the door and then you go walk out that door and don't bother coming back. And he went after her. And then, but my favorite line of the whole entire episode was tell me the story of us. I was like, oh my god, how cute was that? It was so adorable.
And
so,
I do love the Jason Bridget chemistry, and I love that he did not have sex with her because now I feel like they have a shot.
Exactly.
And he wants kids. She wants kids. I mean, they're not 19 anymore. Not that they're like 38 and the biological clock's almost out, but they're not youngins anymore either. You know, you do have to talk about that within a few months of dating.
Well, yeah, and you know what? The thing is that's great. It's like if you look back from season one, Jason in season one to Jason in season seven, he is a totally different guy. I mean, he's looking at, you know, he is Jason. I mean, he's going to look at a hot girl. That's just Jason, right?
No, I don't think he's a totally different guy. I just think the best qualities about him have been enhanced, and the negative qualities have diminished. But he's still the same character. He's still the same personality.
Exactly. And, you know, and the way that they really connected really quickly was really – I absolutely loved it. And it gives me hope that, okay, I think, you know, he can move forward no matter what happens with Sookie. And so, and then, oh, my God, but my favorite scene, of course, was Ginger. I mean, I was so happy we got to see her again. And when he said, yes, we're going to fuck, I was like, what? The way he said it was just so funny, you know. It was just like, yes, I'm going to fuck you. and I knew the moment
a contrast between the two sexy. What a contrast.
It's hilarious. It was hilarious. It took, 2 seconds? I don't even know. To be honest, I was like thinking, did she even get it in? I mean, like, seriously, I don't know what she did.
Well, clearly she did.
She did, but then just fell to the floor. He's like, are you okay?
But let's be real. Any sex scene between Ginger and Erica had to be hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, there was no way to make it sexy between them.
Exactly. And it was just so perfect. I mean, you know. And the and I loved, there were so many, I loved a lot of it. But the other thing that, really got me is you could totally see that Eric is still in love with Sookie. I love how he gave her the aerial ride finally, you know. That was really cute.
Well, he's in love with her, but he wants her to be happy, and he knows that he's not the one to make her happy.
Yeah,
which is kind of nuts. I mean, I like, I was a Jason and Jessica fan. I am a Sookie Eric fan, more so than Sookie Bill. But the writing's on the wall that Sookie and Bill are destined, so I can't fight it.
Well, what my thinking is now is actually, my thinking is that I think that stupid freaking Gus guy. Yeah, what do you think about that? I think Pam is a goner. I really and truly do. I don't think Pam's making it out of that trap anytime.
They better not. If they kill Pam, they have to kill Eric. You can't.
Well, that's
why, go on.
That's what I've been saying. But
I know that's what you've been saying, but I just don't think they can kill them. Well, they can. Their plots have come to a point where they could naturally end. But I don't want them to, because those are two of my absolute favorite characters on the show.
I know. I was just dying. Well, so
I thought it was going to end with Pam's death, because they've killed so many characters lately, and they took it right up to that point, that I was feeling myself for it, and I was ready to burst into tears, but it didn't happen.
I was like, no way. And I knew Eric would save her, but see now...
But that was Sookie or her. And last time he was faced with a choice, as we saw earlier this season.
He chose
Pam over the girl. But with Sookie, I'm not so confident.
I'm not so confident either. Listen.
But I want him to choose Pam over Sookie. I want him to choose Pam over Sookie.
I do too. But I'm thinking I really think that even if he does everything that Gus says, and, you know, he gets whatever he gets from Eric. I don't know. My theory is for the finale, we'll see how close I get to this, but I have a feeling that, obviously, I think Jessica and Hoyt are going to get married, and she's going to go live with him in Alaska, because now she can. I think that, and Sam, by the way, let's bring him in. I knew he was going to pack up and just leave, but the funniest...
But that's
I think
not his
the
ending.
Other...
If this was his ending, I would be really upset, not because it wasn't good, it was, but because it wasn't enough. But he is listed, like the episode description for the finale has him listed in it, so I think we will see him again.
Well, I don't know.
We may not see Ginger again, but we should see Sam again.
Ginger is now, she's in ecstasy now, literally.
Well, I read an interview with her yesterday, you know, post the episode, and they asked her if she was in the finale, and she was like, well, I can't tell you whether or not I'm in the finale, but I can say that this episode was Ginger's climax, so to speak.
There you go. And it was great. It was fantastic. But no, I thought it was hilarious. Sam gives Andy a note. I'm resigning and that's it. I thought that was hilarious. I'm like, okay, obviously. And you know, when I look back on all the characters from where they were at in the pilot episode to now, they've all grown. I mean, it was that the conversation between Sookie and Arlene was fantastic.
So glad to get that.
Oh, I know, and I'm so glad that Carrie Preston, she said she felt like she finally arrived on the show this season because she was able to, you know, finally be with a vampire, you know. So
yeah, I love Carrie Preston.
I love her.
And if you miss her, just know that she'll be back on The Good Wife this fall, so she won't be gone from the screens for long. And they're bringing back her love interest, played by Kyle MacLachlan. So I don't know. I feel like now that True Blood's over, they should just get her on there in a larger role, especially if they're going to get her love interest.
Well, totally. Yeah, I mean, and not only that, yeah, she does do that. She directs this web series, too. Actually, I believe the episodes are coming out next week. Another, I think she said another 3 or 4 episodes are all going to be, she's going to Netflix all the episodes for the next season or whatever. But, yeah, it's pretty funny. It's a great little web series. I absolutely love it. But yeah, I mean, for me, I just, this is my, do you want to hear my new theory or what my theory?
Sure.
What's your theory? Let me ask you your theory. How do you think it's going to end?
I mean, it's going to end with Sookie and Bill, but whether it ends in this life or the next, I don't know.
Okay. That's how you think it's going to end? This is what I think.
It's absolutely going to end. It's absolutely going to end with them. With the two of them in the final shot.
All right. Well, remember that Brian Buckner, in the beginning of this whole thing, said that, yes, that the story, you know, began with them. It should end with them, right? And it's a love story. It's Bill and Sookie's love story. But I think that Bill is going to die at the hands of Gus, okay? He's going to sacrifice himself for her. And then I think then either that or they're going to kill Sookie, and then Eric, or probably it would have to be Eric because she's, well, either or, really, right? Because she kept being,
well,
bring her back as a vampire.
See, if Gus gets to Sookie and Bill, I feel like the natural way to do that is to save Pam and Eric. Maybe Eric gives up Sookie, but then he and Pam go try to help them, and then Bill can self-sacrifice. But then Sookie could die, too, and then we could see them in the afterlife. That's what I'm saying. I don't know. Like, where they'll be, I just think it's got to be them, whether they're dead or alive.
Well, yeah, but I think, too, the way it sort of feels to me after this last episode we just saw, I kind of get the feeling that they really wanted it to be more of a, you know, an ending for Bill and Sookie, but not together, like to end their story. Because, like, what Bill said to Eric was that, you know, she just keeps coming no matter what I do. Like, I'm off to a flame. And, you know, he wants to set her free. And he feels the only way that he can do that, that can end their story, is for him to die. Now, you know, that kind of leaves the door open for Eric and Sookie. He can, you know, run away together because he's immune to the Hep B now because of Noonie, and she has Hep B. She's not going to be able to be with anybody else, and so that's what I'm kind of thinking. That way, they did get
but
together for the final.
For Eric?
Yeah, and that's what I'm thinking.
Was Pam and Bill dead in Abilene?
Yeah, I hate to say that.
Would be a depressing ending, though. Like, we'll be together.
I don't know. That's what I'm thinking. It's the true death, though. You know? It's his true death. He wants it to give to her. I mean, that's what that's how I'm interpreting everything that's happened thus far at this juncture.
I don't know. We'll see.
You don't like that scenario?
No, it's depressing.
I mean, they're obviously going to have to fight Gus and his cronies off.
Yeah.
And then what? They'll
be defeated, and I think the cure will be distributed publicly for free.
No, it's going to be sad. As long as Hoyt and Jessica are married, I'd be, like, so happy.
I think that's a given.
Yeah. I mean, they have to. It was just so, and I love how, I just love the whole thing, and it's true, like, and how Jessica explained to Hoyt, you know, like, when we met, she didn't know anything, you know what I mean? She was just new, you know, 17-year-old, never had experienced anything, and I think she did. She went and had her, you know, sowed her wild oats, and now she's ready, and I just think it's adorable. It was such a great way to do that. I absolutely loved it. Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, weird. I think that's strange. I was just hearing a. Anyway, never mind. I don't know. Anyway, I'm losing it here. So I just kind of think Cam is a goner, but we'll see. We'll see what they do. I guess. You know?
I don't know.
Well,
I'm bad at predicting. I'm just ready for it to be Sunday. Well, I'm ready for it to be Saturday because I'm just as excited about Doctor Who. But then after that, I'll be ready for it.
Oh, it's going to be sad. No, I never did get into Doctor Who. I think everybody's heard it's so good. I know.
Now would be a good time to jump in because it's a new Doctor. And every time it's a new Doctor, it starts over with a new set of stories and characters usually.
Oh, really? Oh, so it's not... Oh, I see Doctor Who. Yeah. All right, now I get it.
They are retaining the companion that was in the previous 8 episodes, and I think some of the characters are returning, but this will be a new Doctor, so he'll have a new set of plots. So you really could jump in now, and then if you really like it, you could go back and watch older stuff later.
Oh, okay. All right. Interesting. I might. I don't know. I'm trying to keep up with Strain. It's really good.
Strain just got renewed, which was exciting.
Yay. Very good. I'm excited about that.
One of my favorite shows comes back tonight in the United States, A Young Doctor's Notebook, which stars Daniel Radcliffe and John Hamm as the same character.
Oh, I never heard of that.
It's a British show, and it airs on Ovation in the U.S., which is really obscure network. We don't get it. But the network's kind enough to send me. They sent me digital copies last year of all. It's only 4 episodes a season, but they sent me copies last year. And then this year they sent me a DVD, and I sat down last night and watched the entire season straight through. It's just excellent. It's set in Russia in, like, 1918, and John Hamm and Daniel Radcliffe play the same character at different ages, but they're frequently on screen at the same time.
Oh, okay.
Which, it's a very dark comedy. Yeah, check it out. It's really good.
I will check it out. Wow.
And that one only requires a brief amount of time, unlike Doctor Who.
Once I get going on one, then all the other ones. I mean, like I told you about Hannibal, I absolutely love that show. Oh, my God. You guys kept saying, you got to watch it. And I'm like, all right, I'll watch it. And then I was like, okay, I can't not watch it. I watched all 3 seasons, and I'm anxious for that one to start again. It surprises me that NBC does that show.
Well, it's not exactly NBC. NBC licensed that show and airs it in the States, but it's actually an international production that a bunch of different networks and production companies toss money in at. It's not a strictly NBC show.
Interesting.
Yeah, okay. So it's kind of a different model than most network shows.
Well, it would be cool. I can't wait for
that. That's the only reason it's made it to season 3, because if it was just counting on NBC's ad dollars, it would have been canceled.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. Yeah, which, you know, I think that the network should look at that kind of stuff more. You know what I mean? That's
when it's worthy, like Hannibal.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, they need to throw away the usual network structure. And, I mean, you know, because networks like, you know, cable programs, shows like HBO and Showtime and you know, now they have to compete with the online productions, you know, Netflix and Hulu and all these other things. And I just think they need to sort of, like, give way from all of the, you know, more of the, I don't know, regulations and stuff. It's just a little crazy at this juncture, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I guess we'll see what they do. I was trying to find, and I have it, and I don't know what I did with it. I have the, all they said in the preview for next week, that for the finale, is just that Sam comes to a decision, Sookie has to make a decision. Everybody makes a decision. That's
Sam,
pretty much what it said. And
Sam
I'm,
considers his decision.
Yeah, it says here, well, let's see. Oh, this is Love is to Die. Yeah, Love is to Die, that's the one we just watched, actually.
Yeah, this one's called Thank You, I believe.
Well, I think that definitely they are giving fans what we wanted. I mean, I'm so happy that they decided to do... you know, bring Hoyt back, because that was one of the things I talked to. I talked to Dale Rowell when I talked to her. That was one of the things that we chatted about, because I was like, you know, I need to see that. You know, like, he needs to be back. Like, what was it like when he was gone? And, you know, they were upset when he was knew that he was going to be gone, but that they sort of, like, what else was there to do for him? Because we all wanted him with Jessica. Like, I didn't want him with any other girl, did you? Like, I just didn't see it happening.
Mm-hmm.
So they kind of painted him in that corner, but I'm glad that they decided to bring him back for this time around. So, yeah, I don't know what the heck I just did with that, but I'm using it. Anyway, so, I mean, I don't know. What do you think? Do you think Sam's going to come back? I mean, he's already left.
I know. No, I think it would cheapen it to come back, but I do think we'll get to see him for a little bit, which would be nice.
Well, I'm guessing that maybe...
He needs a final scene with Sookie. The note was nice, and I understand why he left it, but
yeah.
He needs a final scene with Sookie.
That would have been nice, definitely. I don't know why they didn't do that. Why they didn't do that to us.
I still think there's a good chance they will.
Yeah. I mean, I think what might happen is maybe they do a sight or something, the baby, because the baby's practically going to be born, you know? Maybe that's what they're going to do.
Maybe. That would be a good, yeah. Then he could bring Sookie to, let Sookie see the baby.
Right. Exactly. So, I don't know. We'll see. It's going to be sad to see them go, though, the whole show. It's been so much fun this season. Well, plus, it was so much fun being able to be at Comic-Con for their last panel and being able to, you know, just be there with other Trudies. Yeah, it was one of the highlights of the season, really, for me, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever, you've never been to Comic-Con, have you, Jimmy?
No.
No. Yeah. I mean, it's something to experience, I think, is a good way of putting it. I think it's the best way I can put it. It's something to experience. But, you know, it's just sad. And I kind of wish that, oh, I know, it said that Andy was going to come into some kind of inheritance unexpectedly in the uh-huh. finale. It was that. It was, yeah. Sookie has to make a decision. Sam makes a decision. Anyway, it's just sad all the way around. I'm going to miss it a lot. You only get to hear the song one more time, Jimmy, and it's all over after that.
Hey, at least it's going out on top. This final season has been so good that I just can't complain.
Yeah, me too. It has been, and it's been well worth it. So, you know, definitely. It's better than what I anticipated. And I think when I look back at the season, this past week, the previous nine episodes, I mean, the ones that stick out for me, of course, you know, Tara dying and Alcide dying really, like, early was crazy. I think fans totally cheered when Miss Fortenberry was finally off. I think that was, like, the one that her, and then, of course, when Violet was, that was just epic when she finally got, she was ruthless, man, and scary. That's all I can say. You know, Tara dying and then coming back, they have that little storyline going, and they finally brought it to fruition, which was good. And but I think one of my favorite episodes, though, has to be when Eric and Pam are brought and given the video store, because that and how they met Ginger and everything, and how Fantasia began, I think was just priceless. And I think it was perfect timing to do that. And it never dawned on me that they hadn't done that before.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yep.
You know. So it was just really, it's been so good. I don't know what else to say. I'm working on trying to get a very special guest for our final Let's Talk True Blood next week. And
well, you don't have to beg, Chrissy. I'll come.
Well, you know, damn it. You spoiled the surprise for everybody. No, I'm working on it. We'll see. I'm going to, I'm just waiting to hear back at this point. So hopefully that will follow through, and I think that would be very cool if it works. And, God, that's our show pretty much. I don't know.
Oh, wow.
I know we kind of went through it all so quickly, but it was all really easy to talk about, really, this week. I mean, just basically, I loved the entire episode, all of it.
Yep.
Oh, and then well, what about when Pam was giving Noomi the hair, dyeing her hair? Obviously,
mm-hmm.
those guards, they do know English. Is that what you got out of it, that they could understand what Pam was telling her?
Oh, absolutely.
Anyway. Oh, well, what are you going to do? Noomi's going to be a goner pretty soon.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know that she'll die. I'd say they should keep her around, but just give her some torturous fate where you know she's not going to be happy anytime soon.
Yeah. I mean, to kill her is too easy, I think.
Yep.
From the whole thing. After everything that she's done, she needs to suffer way, way more. Way, way more. Plus, she's getting, like, her hair done, for God's sake. Her hair is going back to blonde.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it kind of brought me back to when, remember when Pam was fixing Eric's hair in season two? And anyway, it does look memory kind of brought me back to that scene, but yeah, it's been an incredible season, and I guess I'm anxious to see what we do next. I don't know. So what's your final theory for the season finale? What is your final theory again?
I'm terrible at predicting and stuff, so I usually don't even try. And the Bill Sookie thing is the only thing I'm relatively confident about saying.
The Bill Sookie thing is only...
And
okay.
I think it'll probably... And then I'll be completely wrong. So that'll show you why I don't make theories.
Well, you don't think that... I still think mine is pretty... I'll be surprised if mine doesn't happen, actually. Just because
I'll
of the
be really
fact
depressed
that
if yours happens. I really hope yours doesn't happen, no offense.
I know, but I don't know. Either that or Eric and Pam will give their life for Bill and Sookie.
That's more reasonable, I think. But
and I don't like that scenario at all whatsoever.
Well, I don't like it either, but I like it better than Sookie and Eric ending up together by default.
I know.
It'd be one thing if he won her, but...
I'm just thinking, I mean, it kind of satisfies, though, my theory kind of satisfies everything, you know?
Yeah.
As far as in the fan bases, I mean, because I think it would satisfy mm-hmm. the Bill and Sookie fans. I mean, they did get back together, you know, and I appreciated his, how he explained it to Eric. I mean, what did you think about his reasoning for it?
I mean, it makes sense to him, but it's not good enough.
I mean, you know, he's trying to do the noble thing and set her free.
Yeah.
You know, which, that was the Bill that we loved in the beginning of this series, before he did all of his craziness.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I don't know. I'm just thinking, I just thought it was cute, but I just thought it was very interesting when Eric gave her that, you know, air ride. I don't know. What do you call that? The flying ride. So I just kind of like that. And then the look.
Oh, I agree.
The look on his face right after was like, you know, he's still in love with her.
Mm-hmm.
I think. So I don't know. We'll have to see what they do, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to see. But we'll see. So I guess, yes. So next week, it's Andy gets an inheritance of some sort. I don't know by whom.
See, that's what made me think Bill was going to die at first, because I remember in the books, Bill revealed that he was Andy's predecessor, basically. Andy was descendant from Bill's family. So Bill gave fortune over to Andy.
Mm-hmm. Well, wait a minute. I never heard that. I didn't know about that.
Yeah.
So wait.
Yeah, that's in the book series. In the book series, the Belfours are Bill's descendants.
Really? Now, why didn't
they
make that clear in the show? Because I never knew that.
Well, they departed a lot, because the books are, they're like the procedural version of novels, where they're the same thing over and over again. It's just Sookie hooking up with somebody else. You know, book one is Bill, book two, I think, is Eric, then there's Alcide, then there's Sam, then there's the were-tiger, Quinn, who they never brought on the show, big black guy. And then I stopped reading, so I don't know how many other men she hooked up with. But it's the same story over and over again, and all of the minor characters are very minor. I mean, they kill Lafayette off in book one. And, like, Arlene and Tara and stuff are very, you know, they pop up from time to time, but they're not major characters in the book.
Right.
They're very minor. It's all Sookie and whatever guy she's involved in. So I feel those types of subplots, when they did sneak in the book, they weren't necessarily what they were going to do on the show. So it makes sense. I think it would be cool to pull that from the book and use it as part of the series finale.
Yeah, that would make sense for them to do that. Well, So I didn't realize that the Belfours are descendants of...
They have not established on the show, so they may not do that. That's just what happened in the book.
Well, he comes into an inheritance. That's what the preview says. He comes into an inheritance. Sookie has to make a decision. Sam makes a decision. And I think that, I mean, you know, it's going to be scary when Dusk shows up at Grandma's house. The one thing that I will say about this season that I really was hoping, and they may surprise us in the last episode, I really wish that they would have given us a brief scene of Sookie with her grandmother again. Because
we may still get it. If Sookie dies, we'll probably get it. But if she survives, we probably won't.
I don't think she needs to die. I think that she needs to be making maybe a big decision, and Grandma comes down and, like, talks to her. And I love Lois Smith. She was so fabulous in that role.
I do, too. And I think if they kill Sookie off, she needs to be there to greet her. But, yeah, I can't see her showing up otherwise.
Yeah. Well, I think it's going to be a decision, you know, if she, you know, does she die or will she, does she want to become a vampire? It'll probably be something like that. Or maybe
mm-hmm.
she just decides she wants to die with Bill, and that's it. And she'll never be, you know, there's nothing more for her to live for. Which that would be
never
awful.
No, if she commits, like, suicide, basically, because Bill's dead, that would be stupid.
No, I don't think they would do that. I don't think they would do that. I think it's going to, you know, it's possible, like I predicted, that Gus may end up killing Eric and Pam.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'll sacrifice themselves to save Sookie and Bill, but, you know, Bill's already dead. I don't know. I don't know how this is all going to pan out, but I have all these, like, things crazily going through my brain.
mm-hmm.
But no, I mean, as long as we get, I really am hoping that we do get Hoyt and Jessica wedding, because that would be,
I don't know if we'll get a wedding that quickly, but just to know that they stay together.
And she goes off with it. Now, Alaska, though, isn't it like half the year, yeah, it's great, it's dark. But what about the other half? How in the hell is, where, that's going to suck. You can't do anything or go out for 6 months. I don't know. Well, maybe, or maybe Hoyt decides to stay. In Bon Ton.
Yeah, I would assume.
At his mother's.
Yeah, I just assume that he would stay.
Well, the other funny thing was that scene when Bridget was yelling at Hoyt saying, I've been here packing up your thing, your mother's thing, so you don't have to deal with the emotions. And this is, you know, whatever. And I'm looking around, and there wasn't anything packed. Did you notice that? The kitchen
mm-hmm.
was full. You know, and everything. I was just laughing. I thought it was
hilarious. Well, you know what, though? Sookie dying could free Jason up to leave with Bridget, because what's she going to stand on top for? I mean, she just met him. And I feel like, you know, I mean, obviously Jason and Hoyt aren't going to be friends again anytime soon. So they could either spend time repairing that, or if Sookie dies, they could just let Jason leave with her.
Right. It could be.
But I don't think he'd leave if Sookie's still alive.
Well, unless, you know, she said she, maybe, I don't know, unless Gus killed her to punish
yeah.
Eric, right? And then,
mm-hmm.
You know, after everything is said and done, she's dead, but then they turn her.
Yeah.
Turn her, and then she's a vampire. I don't know, but Bill doesn't want to live, so there's no problem. I don't know. I hope it's going to be epic enough. That's all. It's going to be like, I'm going to be glued.
Series finales are really difficult to stick the landing on. And in recent years, we've seen some good ones like Breaking Bad and, in my opinion, Lost, although it's controversial. And we've seen some terrible ones like Dexter. And you never know until Dexter was the worst. So you just never know until it airs. You just never know.
I thought, oh, my God, I was like, no way, he's going to die in the, you know, I thought he was going to die in the storm, and it was sort of like,
that would have been a better ending.
That
would have been a better ending.
Amazing! And then all of a sudden, what the hell is, he's like some logger guy in friggin' Alaska. I was like, what? What's
that basically,
about?
What made me mad more than that it was just that he turned his back on all of the growth he had gone through.
Yeah.
You know, you spend this whole series, like, making him sympathetic and saying, no, he's not a total psychopath. And then the end,
right.
Like, just kidding, he's a total psychopath.
He is. And I mean, like, even with his sister, I mean, that just, he walks out with a body. Nobody stops him, which is hilarious. First of all, but to just dump her with all of his other victims
mm-hmm.
in the ocean,
yep.
I just thought it was so disrespectful. I thought...
Yep.
Of anybody other than his son, okay, you know,
mm-hmm.
He loved Deborah, you know, the most. However much Dexter can love that, and
mm-hmm.
then for him to do that, I just couldn't believe it. And then I thought, well, maybe he just wanted the controversy so that we wouldn't be, But, I mean, I will never forget that. I just couldn't even handle it. Anyway, I was so angry about that. Anyway, it was that. And then, yes, and I liked the Lost series finale. I thought it was fantastic. And it was exactly what I thought in the season three. I said, oh, I bet you they're all dead. And
well, they weren't all dead.
Started.
No, they weren't
they
all
were
dead.
All, they were dead. And they
no,
were
no.
No,
the island happened. No, the purgatory in the Flash Sideways was after they died, whether it be on the island or after the island. But the island happened. The island was real.
Okay, and then they all died.
They didn't all die at the same time. They all died
no,
at different
they all
times.
Died differently.
The church was where, and the Flash Sideways in the church was where they all ended up after they died. And some of them died during the series, and some of them died much later. But the events
right.
we saw what did happen. They weren't dead the whole time.
Okay. I don't know.
Which is what some people thought was going to happen, that they would reveal
right.
they were dead the whole time, but that's not the direction they went.
Oh, okay. Well, all I can say is I during the Comic-Con Once Upon
mm-hmm.
a Time press room, I couldn't believe I'm sitting there with Adam and Eddie, and I really wanted to talk about, you know, mention Lost because I such a big fan of the show, and I can't. You know, it was sort of like I'm looking at them going, oh, my God, I can't even ask you, like, all these questions that I have about Lost. You know, and so then I just asked them, why did you kill Neil? And I don't think they were happy with that. I had to ask it because, the entire premise of the show. The entire premise of the entire show and Rumpel's entire existence from the moment he let go of Faye to the moment that he found him, that was his happy ending, and then he
mm-hmm.
died? Oh, well, there's different happy endings. Blah, 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 you know, they have
it's
their
It's more disappointing. To me, it's more disappointing they brought Rumpel Stiltskin back because his arc was so perfect and his death was so perfect.
Yeah.
That, as much as I love the character, he should have stayed dead. It cheapens him.
Yeah, but I love him. I just don't
but
know
what they
how
say
this
to you. What they say to you when you ask them about Neil?
He said, you know, that would be, perfect ending, you know, for Henry, and, you know, Emma and Neil to be together, and Henry have his father, and, you know, but, you know, some life isn't like that, and that sometimes, you know, it's going to be a different, you know.
This is a fairy tale.
I know. And I was just, I don't know. And I just, anyway. And then the one question I totally, I didn't ask that. You know, I'm in awe. I mean, Robert Carlyle is sitting in front of me with Emily Duravin. And, I mean, they first
mm-hmm.
sat down. I said, I just want you to know, you're my favorite couple on the show, and they were like, oh, thank you. And of course, everything that I wanted to ask them, I didn't. You know, now I'm like thinking, oh, crap, I wanted to ask him about, you know, the scene when he was like really, really crazy, but that Belle was able to bring him out of it and, bring him out of it for a moment in order to, you know, tell him, I can't remember that. But, you know, there were so many scenes that I wanted to, and I didn't say that. I was just like so, you know, and I normally, not that way, in the sense of, you know, I always have everything in my head, pretty much, what I want to do. When, you know, I mean, I had time to think about it. But then it was with them. They're sitting there. I don't know. It was so strange. It was, and then people were asking them about Frozen, and I said, well, how are your characters going to fit into this new Frozen? And the two of them, they're like, we don't know. And Robert's like, I've never seen it. And Emily's like, yeah, I've never seen it either. I said, well, neither have I. And he's like, oh, I thought we were the only two that hadn't seen it. I'm like, no, I joined the club.
I just watched it about 2 weeks ago.
Okay, so tell me.
It's pretty good. I mean, I don't know if it's the second coming of Disney, but it's not bad.
It's not bad. I mean, I just don't understand why they did that. I don't know.
Because that movie was hugely popular, and Disney's all about taking advantage of the money and the tie-in.
Yeah, I guess. I wish they would just hurry up and make some merchandise. You know, I mean, I went to the Disney store Oh, it's been a couple of months ago, but I walked in there. There's nothing Once Upon a Time. I mean, yeah, the costumes, whatever. But I'm talking about, you know, there should be Once Upon a Time mug, Once Upon a Time jewelry, Once Upon a Time whatever. They don't have anything out there. Crazy. It's sort of like Sleepy Hollow, which, by the way, I'm going to mention on this show anyway. So I'm having a Sleepy Hollow season one, season two premiere party in Seattle at the Market Theater, and I'm going to, some lucky winner is going to win my, I got most of the cast and some of the producers to sign my Paley Fest booklet from Paley Fest. And I'm going to raffle it off, so one lucky winner will win that. But if you guys, if anybody wants to come to Seattle and watch the Sleepyhead, September 22nd, downtown Seattle, go to the SleepyHollowAddicts.com website for all of the information. So that's going to be fun. I'm very excited. So, well, I guess that's it. We're running out of time now, I guess. I think we chatted about pretty much everything. Do you have any last thoughts that you want to mention about Love is to Die?
I don't think so.
That's pretty much it. It was one of my favorite episodes this season, though. That's what I would say about it.
When you get an excellent episode, you don't want to nitpick it too much. Like, you just enjoy it and be like, okay, I don't have any complaints, and it was really, really good, so that's enough.
Yep, and so next week we will be back with possibly a special guest and to chat about the series finale of True Blood. So until next week. Sorry, I guess we're out of here. We're really out of here. All right, bye. We'll talk to you guys next week. Have a good one. Thanks, Jimmy. Bye.
Bye.
I'm ending with knocking on Heaven's Door because I feel like there's several characters that could be knocking on Heaven's Door. So that's what we're leaving the show with tonight. I couldn't read this.
There you go.
All right, have a good one. Bye.
You too.
We're out of here.